We had seen the stories of Rebbe and Antoninus, that Rebbe used to send messages to Antoninus encoded, and Antoninus would send messages to Rebbe encoded. So here there's an addition that's missing from most editions, that Rav Nissen Gaon says that it's common in the Talmud that the rabbis would talk in code, and their servants, the people of their home, knew what they were talking about, and they'd know to answer them in code. There's a story in the Talmud that Rebbe's maid, they once had guests, and the maid came and told him the bottom came up and hit the barrel. Should the birds fly to their coop, or should we remove the crown from its friend? And what she meant is, the barrel we're using to give everyone wine has hit rock bottom, meaning the bottom has hit the top, meaning like the floor has hit the bottom of the barrel, it's hit rock bottom. And should we send the guests home? That's why she said, should we let the birds fly the coop to their coop, or should we remove the crown off its friend, meaning remove the top off the next barrel? Should we open up the next barrel? So she knew how to talk in code to Rebbe. Rav Yossi, so the Gemara says, sometimes he'd tell her like this, and sometimes he'd tell her like that. Sometimes he'd say, let the guests know the wine's finished, so they'll go home. Sometimes he'd tell her, take the crown off the next one. And she knew that was code for, we'll open another barrel in honor of these guests. Rav Yossi, the son of Yosef, he used to tell his family members, make for me an ox of justice with the mountain of a knife. So this was a code for make for me beets made in mustard, because mustard is called tiradin, and tiradin can be broken into tor din. Tor is ox, din is justice. So he'd tell him, make me an ox of justice. And chardal in Syrian was tur maskin. So tur maskin is a mountain and a knife. Tur is a mountain, sakin is a knife. So we find many times throughout the Talmud, Rav Nissim Gaon says that the rabbis used to talk in code, and the people of their home knew it. It was a way, so to speak, of speaking sharply. You had to be smart, to be on top of things. And he says, really, we could compose a whole book about it, and if God helps me, then maybe I will compose such a book. But I've alluded to many of these codes in my work, Maftech Manulei HaTalmud.